There's not too much feedback in our little clam bake this week. Here are some possible explanations for that. A, it's summertime and we all have other things on our mind. B, listeners are quite content with almost everything we're doing. No, that can't be it. C, just tired of listening to feedback. Or D, still recovering from Bastille Day. At any rate, we do have lots of ways for you to communicate with us here at the station, and I encourage you to do that. There's feedback at WHQR.org. There's the listener comment line, the comment section after each story on our website, or our Facebook page, or our new WHQR 91.3 Tumblr. So if you've got a comment, complaint, compliment, or just an itch you want to scratch, get in touch with us, as this listener did.
Hello, I was just terribly disappointed that you did not carry the third hour of Prairie Home Companion last Saturday when it was their 40th anniversary. You would never cut the opera off by an hour, regardless of what was scheduled. And I adore John Fonville's program and enjoy it every Saturday, but I could have foregone it this past Saturday when it was the Prairie Home Companion's 40th anniversary. That's my Friday feedback.
Unfortunately, the caller has identified a problem that we will correct. A three-hour version of Prairie Home was indeed offered to stations in place of the usual two-hour version if they wanted it. And it pains me to say this, but in this case, we had one of those dreaded communication mix-ups here at the station that prevented us from learning about it and getting our systems ready in time to carry the extended version. Susan Hinger has been listening a lot and enjoying several programs lately. She wrote, I happened to catch the second airing of the brand new Coastline show last week and was amazed at how cleanly it went. Even the phone lines worked. Wow! The progress of the discussion was well guided. Rachel Lewis Hilburn clearly had a good grasp of the topic, as I'm confident she will with future shows. This show, as well as the interviews with political candidates, are both welcome helps to keeping residents of the region well informed. Also, kudos to Elaine King and Sarah Beth Eason for two thoughtful and thought-provoking Fresh Voices commentaries. We applaud both young women and look forward to their future contributions to our world. Listener Paul Lawler wrote, I don't know if Cinematique ever brings movies back for encores, but Chef is one to bring back. Wednesday night's packed house was alternately roaring with laughter or in rapt silence as Jon Favreau, Dustin Hoffman, Sofia Vergara, and the gang led us through a great food adventure. Good acting, good story, beautiful food, and good cinematography provided the audience with a real treat. Our neighbors that didn't get an opportunity to enjoy this flick need that opportunity. Well, thanks, Paul. WHQR's Mary Bradley, who coordinates Cinematique for us, says, I'm afraid we can't bring it back right now due to scheduling. I just booked all of August. Great stuff, I hope. Life Itself, Ida, and Snowpiercer. But I will keep that thought in case something pops up. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback at whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.